Microlending began as a tool for economic development in the Third World, where small cash loans enabled individuals, especially women, to launch their own small enterprises. Now the same idea is being introduced for small startup businesses in Sonoma County. Al Lerma is the project manager for the county's Economic Development Board.
We found that there was a gap in financing for microenterprises, which are typically 5 employees or less. Startups and small businesses in business less than 2 years just really couldn't access capital through the traditional financial lending institutions. And so we reached out to Bay Area alternative lenders and microloan funds, and they were interested in serving Sonoma County.
One of those partners is Working Solutions, a Bay Area nonprofit that got started in 1999 and has since loaned more than $4 million, all in amounts of $25,000 or less. Lori O'Hara, who runs their 2-year-old North Bay office in San Rafael, offers some additional impressive numbers.
We have over a 98% repayment rate, and it's actually 100% in the North Bay. And in terms of our businesses, going through that 2.5-year mark, being an established business and continuing to survive, we are about 80%, which is much, much higher than the national average.
That success rate is attributable, in part, to the thorough vetting of each application. But O'Hara adds that Working Solutions is willing to consider anyone who meets their criteria.
What we look at would be for businesses to be current on all outstanding debt. They can have debt, but they just need to be current on it. If there was any bad debt in the past, they just need to have that resolved. We are also looking for startup businesses to have same industry paid experience, something in the same field within the last 5 years or so. And then we're also looking for our startup businesses to have a secondary source of income. We want to ensure that 100% of the loan goes into the business and doesn't need to be used to cover personal expenses.
Most loans are for 5 years, sometimes less, with interest rates from 8 to 10%. That may sound high, but it comes with a lot of business support and advice over the life of the debt. That, coupled with a need for the availability of smaller loans on any terms, has drawn quite a bit of activity in the 9 months the program has been active, says the EDB's Al Lerma.
Probably about 7 businesses that have received loans, totaling about $120,000 in financing. The loans range from $6,000 all the way up to $25,000 or more. It's really a range of businesses. There's an individual that maintains grocery carts and services them for some of the local grocery markets. There's some people that provide some services for the wine industry, a fellow that does drywalling in the construction industry. So quite a range.
Jonathan Coe, head of the Santa Rosa Chamber of Commerce, sees a big potential upside in this small lending effort.
Small businesses and the individuals who create them getting into business. And that's really often the biggest hurdle that they face. In a bigger sense, it also creates the possibility that one of those small businesses will prove to be incredibly successful and become a much larger company employing even more people.
With additional outreach and some local success stories to point to, this new business development effort is anticipating further growth in its second year, just ahead. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.